Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
With less than a month until the G20 summit in India, the country has seen a spate of violent clashes. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi prepares to welcome world leaders, experts say these incidents could seriously complicate his ability to showcase India as an Asian superpower. From Delhi, Shalu Yadev reports.
Anti-Muslim slogans reverberated in the streets of Gurugram, just outside of capital Delhi, a hub for dozens of multinational companies, including Google and American Express. Just 6 miles from here, President Biden and other world leaders will arrive for the G20 summit in early September. These men from the majority Hindu community threatened Muslims, asking them to pack their belongings and leave or face consequences. What sparked this outrage was religious violence in the neighboring region of Nuh on July 31st. At least 5 people died in the clashes when a Hindu religious procession was allegedly attacked by Muslims. Then, Hindus set a mosque on fire and allegedly killed a Muslim cleric. After the rioters left, came the authorities with bulldozers. Witnesses say hundreds of homes and shops belonging to Muslims were demolished by authorities. The demolitions lasted for 4 days until a local court in the state of Punjab and Haryana stepped in. It asked the government whether it was conducting an exercise of ethnic cleansing by targeting a particular community. These are devastating words, says Shushant Singh, a senior fellow at Center for Policy Research in India.
That's the strongest word that, at least in my living memory in 75 years, has been ever used because of this form of vigilantism that the Indian state displays.
Singh says there's a pattern in India these days. In many states governed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party or the BJP, where properties belonging to Muslims have been demolished as a way of punishing them. He also says there's been a rise in anti-Muslim rhetoric since the BJP came to power in 2014, a charge that the government denies.
India is proud to assume the presidency of G20.
Ahead of next month's G20 summit, Prime Minister Modi wants to tell the world that he's the leader of a unified, democratic country, which is a rising superpower. But as incidents of religious violence keep making international headlines, many are questioning his narrative.
Stop your false equivalences!
Ethnic clashes in the northeastern state of Manipur have also put the spotlight on Modi government. 130 people have died and 60,000 have been displaced since the tensions began in May.
Reality is while this government may
last week, opposition parties brought a no-confidence motion against him in the parliament for his lack of action to stop the violence. Modi dismissed their concern, saying that the opposition is out to tarnish India's image internationally. He said his government is putting its best foot forward to restore peace in Manipur.
This G20 summit is happening in an environment where Manipur has been burning, actually burning, for the last 3 months.
Sushant Singh again.
All these things continue to cast a shadow about his administrative abilities, about his majoritarian Hindutva politics, and about his ability to keep India together.
Campaigners have been urging President Biden to raise these issues during his visit to India. But Akar Patel from Amnesty International says even if Biden raised these issues to Modi, things wouldn't change very much.
In 2020, we had a visit from the US president. It was Trump then. And while he was in Delhi, in the capital, there was extreme violence in Delhi where mobs that were encouraged by the ruling party, the BJP. And for this reason, I see that the government of India will be okay with a little bit of criticism from the foreign media when it comes here to cover the G20.
This is because Patel says Modi knows the West needs him more today than ever. For NPR News, I'm Shalu Yadav in Delhi.